Shalom, this is Billy Brim and a Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, but we have a witness of greater things than I've ever seen. We have Dr. Gary Wood. If you need to hear about his witness of heaven, you can go to last week and it's all archived. And today he has just come up out of the river of life after having been to the throne room of God, and he's met by a multitude singing what, Gary?
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him.
Did the angels fall prostrate?
Well, they did. They did. Everybody would just fall down on their face and worship God. And people would stand too with their hands lifted up.
Uh-huh.
But you were just so honored and overwhelmed to be in his presence, you know. And I turned to my friend. I know it sounds funny and strange, but it's the truth. I turned to my friend and I said, why are they singing hymn number 132 in the Baptist hymnal? I grew up in the Baptist church. In fact, I started off as being a gospel singer.
Uh-huh.
Traveled around for a while in the Baptist circles as an evangelistic singer, and I was choir director. So I knew the Baptist hymnal, and I said, why are they singing that hymn?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend said, Gary, all songs of the Spirit originate in heaven. And they start in heaven, then they're dropped into the heart of someone who'll be faithful to give it forth for the glory of God. Now, the first time I ever heard the little chorus, Alleluia, on the earth, the first time I heard it was in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Then years later, I'd be a pastor, and we had a singing group come in, and they said, we just want to lead you in a little song, Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I fell off the platform. Everybody, I fell down. I just fell on my face. I started crying. I started worshiping God. Everybody thought I'd lost it. They didn't know what happened. First time I heard He is Lord, I heard it in heaven.
Oh.
First time I heard a lot of the little choruses that are circulating, we sing today, because they all started in heaven.
Mm.
Then Satan, who was the heavenly choir director,
mm-hmm.
would pervert them. He'd mm-hmm. take them and he'd twist it all around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you're seeing today a lot of gospel singers take songs and they take secular songs and they're putting gospel words to it, because that's what they were originally.
If it's a really good song.
If it's a good song.
Uh-huh,
if
a
it's
good
a good
melody,
song.
Good song.
And
it
came from heaven. So I saw, Sister Billy, in this process, trees clapping. That's the way I know how to describe it. They were just clapping.
Their boughs were just coming together.
The boughs were just clapping together. And the Bible talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, it's the only way I know how to describe it. I saw musical notes, just musical notes floating over the tops of the mountains. And the musical notes would go into a person.
Oh.
And instantly when they would go into a person, that person just burst out in song.
Oh.
They just began to sing a new song and to the Lord
and
magnify and praise him. Flowers sang. Flowers were would have faces. They were vibrant. They were alive, and they would sing songs. And I know people sometimes wonder about this, but this is what I saw. The streets were called Hallelujah Boulevard and Praise the Lord
Avenue.
They
had like street signs?
Yes, ma'am. That's what they were called.
Mm.
Sometimes people say to me, and I know like you, you're like the what's that little bunny? Energizer bunny. Ladies and gentlemen, Sister Billy goes, and she's energized by the power of the Holy Spirit. But people say to me, and I'm sure they say to you, slow down now, Brother Gary, just slow down. Don't go at this pace. Well, in the river of life earlier, I saw the water running over, and the rocks are making a sound.
Oh, the rocks were
the
crying
rocks
out.
Are singing and crying out.
Mm.
Well, I'm not going to let some rock out sing me.
Yes.
I'm not going to let some tree out clap me.
Yeah.
I'm going to praise him. You know, I'll praise him in the morning, in the noontime, in the evening. I'll praise him.
And they were
him.
Praising him there.
They were all praising
Even,
him.
There. All over everywhere. Now, you're not in the throne room anymore. You're outside of the throne room.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when did you see this place of the unclaimed blessing?
Okay,
was that next?
That was the next experience.
Okay.
The next experience, it's about 500 yards from the throne room of God. And my friend took me up to this building. It looks like a warehouse where you would store maybe, you know, your personal possessions.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw was written on the outside of the door, and it said, claimed blessings. And I saw, as the door was open, my friend reached and opened the door. And when he stepped inside, there were legs.
L-E-G-S.
L-E-G-S, legs, hanging, just real body parts.
Limbs, arms, limbs. Baby.
And I saw arms. Mm-hmm. I saw every part of one's anatomy there in that room. Mm-hmm. Every single part in that room. And people say, well, why do you need a room like that? Because God has a spare part room. Mm-hmm. God has a miracle.
And that would have to be for now. We don't need a room
now.
To heaven.
We don't. In heaven, we're going to be totally whole. Instantly, you're going to be made whole. But what I saw is people on the earth pray. And I saw them ask the Father through Jesus the Son. Jesus commissioned and released the angels to go. The angels got the spare part that the person needed, and then they brought it back. And as they came back, the angels were released through the person's words, through what the person spoke, and that, Father, I need a new liver. Father, I need a new pancreas. Father, I need a new eardrum.
The person who needed the part.
They needed the part.
Had to say it.
They would say it, and they would speak it out. And when they would speak it out, then the angel would be released. The angel would go. The angel would, Jesus would send them. The angel would get the miracle and start back down. Now, as in the case of Daniel prayed. And it was 21 days before Daniel received the manifestation. But when he finally broke through, there was a spiritual battle going on in the heavenlies to prevent him from the angel, to get to him to give him the manifestation. Well, I witnessed this. I saw this battle.
You saw the mid-heavens.
The mid-heavens. I saw these demons, these demon forces. I mean, evil eyes, evil contorted creatures doing everything to stop these angelic beings. That's why they have swords, and that's why they're fighting, and they're coming down there, but they're bringing the miracle, and the demons would do everything to stop it. Well, a lot of times I just saw the people say, I believe I receive.
Okay, the people on earth say, I believe I receive.
And
they get it.
Instantly, they just received. Then I saw people would say something like this. They would say, well, this must not be the day of miracles. And I always say, Sister Billy, there never was a day of miracles. There's a God of miracles.
That's it.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then people would say, well, I don't have enough faith, you know. Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you have to have faith even to be born again. Mm-hmm. So you have faith, you know. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason.
It depended on what they said.
Depending on what they said, it would
either. If they said, I believe I received, they got it. If they said, well, it's maybe not my time or something else negative, it went away.
The angel abruptly halted, turned around, went back up. Deposited the miracle in a room called Unclaimed Blessings. And so it was there available for them to receive, and they missed out on the blessing that was rightfully theirs. So I tell people, and in the last 6 months, I've started emphasizing this so strongly, and the Holy Spirit started telling me, tell people, lift their hands up, say, I believe I receive. And so I've asked people when I lay hands on them to say, I believe I receive. I received a testimony from a young lady named Stacy in Kokomo, Indiana, and she had to use inhalers. She starts off by saying, my brother gave me a copy of your book. It's the best Christmas present I ever got. She said, I had to use inhalers for 3 years because I had asthma. And she said, it felt like an elephant was sitting on top of my chest. And like it was freezing, like 30 degrees below inside my chest. She also, beside the asthma, had severe food allergies. Well, she started reading about the spare parts room. Then she read in the Bible, in her Bible, James 1:6-7, where it talks about faith and don't doubt. And so she said that she got real excited, And she read where my book said Jesus never refused to heal anyone that came to him in faith. And so all these began to build her up. And she said, I'm just going to take God at his word. He's not a man that he should lie. And by this time, she said, it changed my whole way of thinking. And I said, I want new lungs. And then she started quoting the scripture, which I'll explain later. Mm-hmm. As to what something Jesus told me, always pray. I'll say this and I'll emphasize
it later.
Say
it right now.
Always say, it is written.
Jesus told you to pray, it is written.
He always said that. Find a scripture upon which you can substantiate and stand upon and always say, it is written. Then you can confidently say, it is finished. So that's what she did.
Jesus told you that. Then you can say,
it is finished.
He told you that.
He told me exactly that. When I was in heaven, and in one of the three things that we'll talk about in a later program, we'll go into a little more detail about prayer. And when she did that, within the next few days, she quit using the inhalers. She's totally healed of asthma. All the food allergies are
praise the Lord
gone. And she works in the medical profession, so she tells people, I understand. I used to struggle what you're struggling with. And then she gets to give her testimony.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
And tell them how God healed.
I know you've had many, many testimonies that have come by this. And, of course, in your book, you're going to be telling about this and how people can receive it, A Place Called Heaven,
yes, ma'am,
by Dr. Gary Wood. And you can just write him at Post Office Box 1649, 1649 Sugar Land, Texas,
yes,
77487. And you might want to give in to this wonderful ministry, and sure you're going to want
Thank you.
Copy of the book. Now, after you went to this Unclaimed Miracles place, Unclaimed Blessings, excuse me, then where'd you go next?
I went to the mansion that I'll spend all eternity in.
Oh, the mansion.
The mansion I'll spend all eternity in. Every mansion is unique. It's designed specifically for you, to your likings. There are pictures there. In heaven, everyone has an occupation, and everybody shares that occupation with everyone else. And everything's free. You don't have to purchase or buy anything, but you can whatever you like. Now, I personally like the mansions in like Natchez, Mississippi. Those colonial homes. That's how my mansion looked.
When antebellum homes. Yes,
that's how I like. I just love that
columns.
And when I entered, I walked up a marble column, went in, and when I went into my mansion, the first thing I noticed, it wasn't ready for occupancy. And so I spent time
decorating. Didn't have so much furniture, right?
Not very much furniture. Not very much furniture.
Okay, Gary, we're just about to run out of time today. And so there is a mansion. There's a place for each one of us. He went to prepare a place for you. And so we've been so glad to have you this week. And actually, we started last week. So you can go back and you can go on the archives. And you can begin a week and a half ago now, and you can get in on all Gary's testimony and all of his witness about heaven. And this is Dr. Gary Wood and Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.